Since I was in fifth grade, I've been technically special ed because of my stutter, my speech disorder. I'm not going to lie, my stutter is a greater challenge than you'd originally think, and it affects the way I interact with everyone, from strangers to friends to role models to teachers. It's embarrassing, it's frustrating, it's hard. And I just wanted my friend to know that I understood what it was like to have those challenges. I wanted her to know that Heavenly Father created a plan that helps us understand the truth behind why trials are allowed. And this is the testimony I wrote her. God is God. And if he wanted, he could change people and their actions. But he loves us and respects our agency. Learning how to choose is part of making our way back to him. You have to understand that progression is eternal. One does not simply walk into Mordor, after all, and one does not simply become worthy of God's presence overnight. It is a lifelong improvement and process. The scriptures have always helped me greatly. Exodus 14, 13 and 14 states, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show unto you today. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." The idea of my tribulations being lifted by the Lord, who is fighting for you, not standing, not watching, but fighting for us, that brings me peace. The idea that I am so valuable that God would fight for me. I just can't believe how lucky we are, despite our trials, as desperate and heavy as they are. God is out there, and he loves you. How do I know this? For one, the entire scriptures are testimony of this, and so is the earth around us. But there is one scripture in particular I would like to point out. It's in chapter 7 of Alma, verses 11 through 13. "And he shall go forth, suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind." This scripture talks about more than just our sins. It's about our pains, sicknesses, deaths, and our infirmities. Because of this atonement, he knows how to succor us. And when struggles are placed in your life, Jesus Christ placed them in his too. And I promise he understands every one of your struggles exactly, and that he knows you personally. I promise this with every fiber of my being. And I know I'm only 15 and just a girl, but I know that he lives, that this is all true, and I know that he loves you more than it is humanly possible to imagine. Love, Sydney.